Okay, welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We are joined here by Ben Harrington, who's a business journalist and the editor of the Betaville website. How are you today, Ben?
Very well, thanks, Zach.
Right, two copies of the Sunday Times were sloshing around my father's house yesterday. I did not manage to read either of them. It was a feeding frenzy as far as reading it was concerned. So you'd have to tell me what's happening in the world of M&A.
Well, the Sunday Times had quite a few interesting stories, but not too many that were sort of deal-focused this weekend. That happens quite often. now, and, or not that often, but now and again it happens. The Sunday Telegraph had quite a good story, I thought, on the, which was their business section splash about the flotation of O2, Telefonica. and that getting closer, and more banks appointed to look into that, and also Finsbury, the very expensive financial public relations outfit as well, have also suddenly been appointed, implying that Telefonica are trying to sort of move, press ahead with that flotation. Should be a big flotation in the London market, probably one of the biggest of the last of this year, if it happens this side of the new year. So that was quite interesting, I thought. And there could be some M&A there as well, because obviously the other option for Telefonica is to try to sell O2 again after failing to do that earlier on this year.
Right, so we're basically in a situation of, I suppose Telefonica is just trying to extract value, but it's having difficulty. Basically.
Yeah.
And the market's not really in the mood for another mobile phone.
I don't know. So there's been a couple of flotations that have got away at the much smaller end of the market in the last 2 weeks or so. So, and up until this morning, you know, stock markets had sort of pretty much weren't particularly volatile and at their sort of highs for the year. So yeah. Actually would have been quite good. Now is probably not a bad time to try to get away a big IPO. Although I haven't seen this morning Deutsche Bank's down quite a lot. And that could be the beginning of a little market rout, I guess. So who knows, maybe it won't, it's not such a good time to do a massive IPO.
Okay, well, any other stories? Well, that's the biggest one, I suppose.
So that was quite a big story in the Sunday Telegraph. I'm not sure if you read, did you read the Daily Mail on Saturday?
Only the gossip parts, you know, just to see whether I'm in it or not.
Right, okay.
It's a sidebar of shame.
But did you read the newspaper?
Unfortunately not. No.
Okay, well, I wrote the stock market report on Friday, which appeared on in the Saturday version of the newspaper.
Right.
And I led the stock market report about on these rumours about GKN. Two or three weeks ago, there were some bid rumours about GKN. I think the Financial Times led with that, talking about SAIC, which is a rather large Chinese automotive company. that rumour just doesn't seem to go away, and I have it from very good sources that they are genuinely looking at or have been looking at GKN, being advised by JP Morgan. The issue is they can't really, they're only interested in the automotive side of GKN, and they're not really allowed to, it might create sort of political difficulties if they were to own the aerospace division. So what I'd been told was that GKN has been talking to, or GKN's advisors have been trying to find a partner to form a consortium. And some of the potential partners are United Technologies Corporation in the US, British Aeros, BAE Systems, Northrop Grumman in the US, those sort of three. Possibly a couple more potential partners. So worthwhile keeping an eye on GKN over the next few weeks, because they can actually form a consortium. You might actually get a bid.
Well, GKN's an old favourite of mine, so yeah. Very much I will keep an eye on that. Well, we're just about out of time. Any
oh, really?
Final
okay,
tip,
that's
yes,
a shame. Fingerprint cards I wrote about last week on Betaville. Got a lot of attention in Sweden. It's a Scandinavian biometric technology company. Again, the Chinese have been sniffing around there. I think they made an approach. It was rejected. who knows whether that go that might go somewhere. The name I mentioned in the article was Beijing Water Tech, which is a Chinese technology company. As I understand it, they're working as part of a consortium. A lot of people were sort of questioning that line of the story because they're slightly smaller than Fingerprint Cards. But I was checking in with my sources this morning, and as I understand it, they're supposed to be working at, you know, together with some other Chinese groups.
Okay, well, we're out of time, Ben, unfortunately. But Ben Harrington, business journalist and editor at the Beattyville website, thanks very much for coming today.
Thanks a lot.
We'll be back after the break.